Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think people, again, that understand how airlines work, when you get behind, it just takes several days to catch up.
Head man, top dog, big cheese, a head honcho.
Captain, number, look at this.
Passenger certain to die. Airline negligent.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do you think you need to do a better job at messaging and going forward? How do you sell this if ultimately you have to...
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you.
I see. So she's not jolly or sassy? Not like a jolly, sassy opera singer?
Race is about to start, so why don't we kick it back down to the track?
3, 2, 1.
Drivers, start your engines!
Let's go, Brandon!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Let's go, Brandon. Come on, Brandon. 844-500-4242. Is Joe Biden MIA again today? This is a long, long weekend. How many hours can the Bonanza Marathon, or I should say the Haas Cartwright Marathon, go on? You know, remember when they used to take shows and then they would rename them when they put them on in syndication because the shows were still going on? Could call it the Haas, the Bonanza could be changed to Haas Cartwright, even though Bonanza itself has been off the air for low into these many decades. Anyway, the news keeps getting worse out of Massachusetts, where the deadline is Sunday for all these state workers, including the state police and the prison guards at the Department of Correction, to get vaccinated or to get terminated. And today, Governor Parker, Governor Baker, has activated the National Guard to support both school testing, COVID-19 testing. Again, there's no one dying in the schools. No school children are dying, but we have to have testing. It's required.
There's a lot at stake here.
I don't get it. And more significantly, I think, they have also, that's 200 are going to be testing the kids that aren't going to get sick. But we also have 250 members of the National Guard have been called up to offset potential staffing shortages at the Department of Corrections. Staffing shortages. That means they're going to be firing people. Here's the statement. In close coordination with public safety officials, the DOC continues preparations for the possibility of a reduction in DOC staffing levels due to non-compliance with Executive Order 595. All hail Executive Order 595. Everyone will bend a knee. You will genuflect before Executive Order 595, which requires everyone on the state payroll to get the jab. It requires all executive department employees, according to Charlie Parker's staff, to demonstrate proof of vaccination against COVID-19 by October 17th. Activating the Guard in advance of the deadline, which is now, 5 days away, it's Sunday, allows for Guard personnel to immediately begin job-specific training and assume roles if necessary in the event of a reduction in DOC staffing levels. This is what we've talked about over the weekend. The union put out a memo saying they're getting ready to fire all of you. And they're saying that the National Guard will man the headquarters, and then the DOC staff, which I guess have been promoted through the ranks to some degree, will go back behind the walls, as the guards put it, back behind the walls. God, 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, there's more news. People are being forced to take this to keep their jobs, forced to take the jab to keep their jobs. And There's one story of a state police officer. I mentioned it late in the show. A state police officer, and he's been on the job for 20 years. He's got a wife. He's got two kids. He's 45 years old. Didn't want to take the jab, but he didn't want to lose his job. He was making a lot of overtime, like most of them do. But there's no hint of scandal in his personal record. So he went on Friday, and he got the jab, and it was the J&J. And now he is at a Boston hospital in a medically induced coma. And they don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's just horrible. We're putting together a story right now. The lawyer for the state police, not for the union, but for the state police, who have banded together to try to fight the vaccine requirement. He's confirmed the story. Some of his friends, classmates at the academy, have confirmed the story that this guy's in really tough shape. He didn't want to get the vaccine. He was a healthy guy. Only 45 years old, and he just had this terrible reaction to it, like many people have. And again, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not a physician, but I'm just telling you that everybody should be allowed, in my opinion, the opportunity to make their own decisions. And this is what's going to happen in these some of these cases. And, you know, I've talked to some people who were involved in this ongoing controversy over whether or not state employees are going to be required to get the jab against their will. And one of them was saying to me recently that, you know, Charlie Parker, he blew this from day one. You know, he was taking tens of thousands of dollars from the nursing home, basically turning a blind eye to any kind of quality investigations, leaving it to the Department of Public Health, one of the most corrupt agencies in the state government. And there are many, as we all know. And not only that, but he also appointed a hack to run the Holyoke Soldiers Home, which he had direct authority over. It wasn't just his minions, his incompetent minions going in and not regulating it properly. He had direct control of the Holyoke Soldiers Home and the Chelsea Soldiers Home. But in the case of Holyoke, he appointed a guy who'd given him $950, who'd given his lieutenant governor $1,000. He was the nephew of the former Democrat district attorney of Hampden County, which is Springfield. This guy's mother, Bennett Walsh is his name, his mother was on the Springfield City Council. They like, these Republican governors of Massachusetts like to have the old line Democrats in the cities with them to offset the votes of those in the leafy suburbs, the people with trust funds, the people who blew into the state 2 years ago. And so he appointed this guy, and he was totally incompetent. And 76 veterans died. Now everyone is being sued. I don't know why Charlie Baker isn't being sued. Criminal charges have been brought against Bennett Walsh and one of the doctors. And now, as this guy told me, and I agree with his analysis, Charlie Parker is trying to overcompensate here. So he screwed up big time by having basically a hands off and just letting hacks run the show. So now he's decided he's going to crack down on everybody, and this is what's happening. There's a guy in a medically induced coma in a Boston hospital who didn't have to be. And God only knows what else is going to happen. And the rest of the state is falling apart, too. I don't know if you saw this, but a commuter was almost killed on the MBTA last night. A huge hunk of metal at Savin Hill, Dorchester, fell off and almost hit him on the head. I mean, how much more crap can happen with Charlie Parker's utter incompetence? 844-500-4242. 781, does Baker have even a hint of conscience for what he's doing to people? I hope the trooper's family sues the state for millions of dollars and holds that idiot Baker personally liable. I don't know. I assume he's the governor. I think he's probably indemnified, that they're going to claim he's indemnified. This is really horrible what's happening here. And again, why should you have to, even if nothing happens to you, if you say you're a woman and you're trying to, in of childbearing age, you're a birthing person, and you want to give birth, and you're worried about this, why the hell should you have to worry about it? If you're a birthing person, the chances are you're not going to get sick. So why do you have to undergo this? Why do you have to give up your career for the fact that Charlie Parker feels guilty about taking $52,000 from the nursing home operators who killed thousands upon thousands of elderly people in Massachusetts and appointed this hack to a nursing home he directly supervised where 76 elderly veterans died? 844-500-4242. This is just so bad, just terrible. What's going on here, and it's only going to get worse. And I salute the people who are at Southwest Airlines, even at Amtrak, which I've never been a big fan of Amtrak, but you know, God bless them if they want to fight back against this. God bless I've only been on the Washington State ferries once in my life. God bless them too for holding up traffic out there. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser. Because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. 30 seconds, half a minute. So you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie, I guess it is. Yes. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you been unable to buy at least two of your favorite products at the grocery store?
Yes. Land O'Lakes whipped cream and Jarlsberg light cheese. And Jarlsberg regular cheese. That makes three.
68% of the audience says yes, they have been unable to buy two of their favorite products.
I was going to say one, but then I figured it would be 99%. But sometimes there's something that doesn't come in, you know, but it's getting worse by the day. Grace was saying she can't buy cookies that she likes to get usually. But everybody's seeing it. I'm surprised it's only 68%. Anyway, let's take some calls here. People are saying, why isn't this story out yet? With the Herald, we'll have the story first. But we've been working on it for a couple of days, and we're still trying to nail it down totally and make sure we have everything, all our ducks in a row. But it's pretty much there. I don't know what to say. It's just horrible what's going on here with the. And you see why people are concerned. I mean, again, maybe it helps you. Perhaps it does. The indications are that most people are getting it, and most people are not getting sick. I don't know how much they're being helped because the rates of positives go up, but the fact is that the more tests you do, the more positives you're going to have. And the more tests you do, the more false positives you're going to have. But we never hear about the false positives, do we? And the mailroom manager says, you got Jarlsberg in Palm Beach. Yeah, but I wasn't in Palm Beach until 10 days ago. When I was in eastern Massachusetts, I couldn't find it anywhere, including Market Basket. And I asked Mr. Cheese at Market Basket, and he said he hadn't seen it in months. Thank goodness I'm back in free America. That's all I can say. Sergeant B, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sergeant B.
Hey, how are you, Howie?
Good.
I'm doing well. So I've been retired for about 2 years now from the Department of Corruption, and just to give you a heads up, I still have many friends that are still on the job. And I have a friend that works in the COVID unit, and the officers are actually, they're forced to wear masks where the inmates are not. So you have a 90-man block, no mask, no anything. But the officers are forced to wear masks, doing rounds, working 8 hours a day. However, when it's time to go ahead and go to chow call, they're all sent together. COVID block and every other block, no inmates wearing masks. They all go to chow together.
So in other words, then, this is just another indication of none of the rules make any sense whatsoever.
None whatsoever. All bureaucrats, all politicians, all yes men. Here's the other point here, too, as well. We have 80% of inmates in Massachusetts have jobs within the prison. They're making, yes, $1.25 a day. Who signs their check?
Charlie Baker. Yeah.
Exactly. They're actually considered Massachusetts employees.
So they should have to get, so if the guards get the shot, they should have to get the shot, right? Under Executive Order 595, all bow.
Did
right?
this just happen?
Very, thank you, Sergeant B. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hi, Howie Carr. I want to ask you a question. My nephew, he's 17. Now he's scared to kiss a girl because of COVID-19. Those damn Democrats destroy the family culture. You cannot find no girlfriend to find because that girlfriend had COVID-19. You cannot.
Garcia, tell your nephew you're ashamed that you're related to this kid if he's that dumb, that he's not going to kiss a girl.
I say, come on, you can kiss every girl you want. I don't care, but don't be scared. Everything going to be fine.
Did you ask him, hey, Mr. Garcia, ask him this. How many people does he know in his age group who've died of this? And I'll tell you how many. Zero, right?
Zero.
So what the hell is he worried about? More kids, teenagers get killed riding a motorcycle than from COVID-19, right?
Yeah, one lady told me she owned, you know, the prom and the wedding. He said, I have to close down because nobody want to get married. Nobody want to get the prom. Nobody want to go nowhere. And he had to shut down the wedding and the store. And he said, I'm leaving because I cannot afford the high rent. Well,
The prom, remember last spring, in some place in New Hampshire, Exeter, around in the seacoast area, I think. And they, if you weren't vaccinated, they were marking you. They were marking you on your wrist with a red ink blot, you know, like totalitarian countries do to despised groups. You know, they were marking people. Who the hell would want to go to anything where you have to get marked on your hand to indicate whether you're chosen or unchosen, so to speak? We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they've never done before. They are taking $10 off plus free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it costs less than a cup of coffee. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code HOWIE10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code HOWIE10. That's code word HOWIE10 at balance7.com.
Military thing is to come to attention when your superior officer enters a room.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Very taut, very military.
We've got to get a kind of wartime mentality here. Let me give you a measure of that.
Don't say this is a war thing. Oh, poof.
So we've got to come together with the same mentality with which we have fought wars. I mean, you've got to spend what you need to spend.
Well, you haven't got the knack of being idly rich. You see, you should do like me. The pleasures are unlimited.
We gave them a little bit of money that was released at that period of time, not as part of the nuclear arrangement.
That's the way I was taught at SMU.
SMU?
Super Millionaires University.
I think the hearing was set from 10 to noon, and I can push to 12:30, but I am flying commercial.
Is he a member of the club? Is he a millionaire? Then how can the likes of him join the likes of us?
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Well, stop kidding, will you? Make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly.
If you wake up in the morning feeling stiff, then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. I've been using Balance 7 for months now, and I wish I'd learned about it years ago. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. The mailroom manager loves it for energy, and my daughter Charlotte takes it before bed to help her sleep. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug at the studio and another jug at home. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you have to do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Go to balance7.com and put in code Howie for free shipping. That's balance7.com, code word Howie.
The first family was considering adopting a cat.
Oh, yeah, she is waiting in the wings.
Update on the White House cat. Is that something that's still happening here?
I've been joking, although maybe it might be true, that we're waiting for a bad news day for that to come out.
That is Danielle Lippi, and she's a Republican. She's got a question for you.
Okay. But your dog's a Democrat, I can tell.
Oh, greetings, Bailey.
Say hello, Bailey. Bailey is definitely going to vote in November, and he's voting Democrat all the way.
If you see a tail wagging coming out of the briefing room, you'll know something bad's about to happen. I don't have any update on the cat. I know there's a lot of interest.
I defeated ISIS. I love dogs, but they gave the dog full credit. They didn't give me any credit. That's okay.
And by the way, dogs may help cure cancer. Not a joke.
Hanging out with my dog, Bailey, prank calling big banks, drag racing Subarus.
Do we know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mothers?
Most people come out of the process diminished, I would say. Most losers. I mean, that's what Mike Dukakis is. You know, Rush Limbaugh had it perfect. Whenever he'd mention Mike Dukakis, you'd hear the Beatles' Nowhere Man come up. I mean, that's what Mike Dukakis is, the Nowhere Man.
I mean, I could care less what Rush Limbaugh says. I think the guy's a nut. But if a serious, thoughtful reporter, commentator, person in public life were to be critical of me, then I would take that criticism seriously. I'd say, hey, maybe there's some things I'm doing wrong that I got to correct. I mean, I think you've got to distinguish between your critics. Howie Carr, I don't pay any attention to Carr because I think Carr's a nutcake. You know, I always did.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know what my religious belief is? My religious belief is I don't believe anyone else has the right to tell me what to do. I'm a freeborn American citizen, you know? And if I chose to take the vaccine, which I did, I took two shots, that's okay. But if I choose not to take the vaccine, who are you to tell me different? And don't tell me that this is like taking a smallpox shot. Because smallpox kills 30-40% of the people that are used to in the days when it was out of control of that it infected. This kills less than 2%, maybe less than 1%. 844-500-4242. Joining us now is Grace with the news.
Hello, Howard. Thank you for having me. The DHS and Texas officials are preparing for a mother of all caravans allegedly assembling in Mexico. That's right. It's called Caravana Madre, or Mother Caravan, and they estimate it will be tens of thousands of people
strong.
Why
don't they call it Caravana Welfaro?
I was just thinking how Kamala Harris is in charge of the border, and you know what her favorite name is? Mamala.
Can you see the craters in the moon on the other side of the Rio Grande when you're crossing and dreaming of going to the welfare office and getting your first EBT card and your first Section 8 housing voucher and your first mass health card?
I'm glad you brought
your
up.
First child care tax credit. I love that. Child care tax credit. Even though you've never paid taxes and never planned to pay taxes in your life because you're an illegal alien.
I'm glad you brought up the child actors, because the one who was speaking to the Washington Examiner and was talking about, oh, we all had to do auditions and do monologues and blah, blah, blah. And then the dad says, oh, we hope this gets picked up for a series. And I kept thinking to myself, well, they're definitely not calling your son back. I mean, he was talking to the Washington Examiner. The poor kid, he probably doesn't realize the Washington Examiner is considered like a right wing, you know, evil
rag. I have a
name
for the series, Grace. The Truman Show.
Yeah, or, you know, the Twilight Zone. It really is bizarre. And this is an update, Howie, that this broke a little while ago. Gabby Petito autopsy results reveal she died of strangulation. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is still on the run. We don't know where he is. The FBI hasn't been able to track him down. And we'll keep you posted when we find out more about that.
Maybe he's hiding in one of the FBI's law books.
I actually saw, and I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but over the weekend, Howie, TikTok was going wild with this theory that he's hiding in his parents' flower bed.
I saw that.
Did you see that? I'm allowed to say that, right? It was all over the news.
No, yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not any crazier than anything else. I just don't believe it's true.
No, I don't either. It would be too stuffy down there. You get all, like, dirt in your face.
Yeah, plus there's too many surveillance cameras. They'd put up a surveillance camera somewhere, and, you know, if he stayed there for 10 years, they could still catch him.
Yes. By the way, Maxine Waters is raising eyebrows with a bizarre post claiming her Twitter was hacked. I know who has done this, she wrote.
You know who it was? It was John Gruden who did it.
No, it was Joy Reid. Joy Reid's time-traveling hacker strikes again. I have been hacked and my Twitter account has been erased, she wrote.
But nothing had been deleted.
No, I know
who
has done this.
And she tweeted out that her account had been deleted. So how was that possible if the account had in fact been deleted?
Yeah, and I just have to say, I hope this had nothing to do with the Russians, because she has been at the forefront of connecting the dots when it comes to Russia and our election. So I hope this isn't revenge from the Russians, from Putin and the Kremlin.
They are men. Vladimir and his associates are men of unsleeping malevolence.
Indeed. And I'm sure that they're all sitting around thinking, we need to hack into Maxine Waters' Twitter. On another note, Nancy Pelosi had a very strange press conference.
Oh, I like
today.
That. I want to hear that. I want to hear that sound cut, actually. That's a pretty funny sound cut. The Build Back Better, the three baskets.
There's two really funny sound cuts. So let's start with the three baskets. Howie, I want you to count this because I sometimes get involved with a little fuzzy math. You're more of the mathematician here. Count how many baskets you hear Pelosi reference.
My medical leave and the rest. The Build Back Better is three baskets. It's climate, which we spent some time talking about already. Health, jobs, security, and moral responsibility. It's healthcare. The issues that relate to the Affordable Care Act, Medicare and Medicaid, and family care. I mentioned some of those issues already.
How about who cares?
How many did you count, sir?
How about I counted five. Climate, health, jobs, security, and moral responsibility. That's the most laughable one of all. That's about as realistic as the child tax, the child care tax credit.
What's
or
that
the
about?
Earned income tax credit.
Isn't
for,
it?
For people who don't earn any income and don't pay any taxes, they get some more credit, which is also known as welfare.
Isn't it a wee bit concerning, though, that the woman who wants to be in charge of $3.5 trillion can't count three baskets?
Well, I mean, what else is new? You have to pass the bill to be able to count how many baskets are in it.
Right. And she got mad at the reporters because she doesn't think they're carrying her water well enough. Listen to Nancy Pelosi snapping at the mainstream media journalists.
Do you think you need to do a better job at messaging and going forward? How do you sell this if ultimately you have to?
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you, because every time I come here, I go through the list. Family and medical leave, climate, the issues that are in there.
You know, the thing.
Need I say more? The issues that are in there. If that doesn't sell you on this plan.
You know the thing.
She's really losing it. And Jared, do we have a cut on her talking about the $600? Because I think, Howie, when you're dealing with Democrats, sometimes their strategy is they stick so much ridiculous pork and nonsense in there, but then there's little nuggets of things that everyone should actually care about, but people forget because you're too busy worried about tree equity and all the different baskets.
This has everything that all these groups want. And it's just pork. It's you know the child tax care credit. That's welfare for welfare recipients. You know, green equity is that's welfare for people with PhDs. And there's more welfare for people with PhDs and human resources counselors and diversity coordinators, et cetera, than there is for the actual welfare recipients. But this is a way so that Democrats, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Democrats, never have to do another honest day's work in their life while making six-figure salaries. That's what this is all about.
Yes, and when it comes to any transactions over $600, don't forget that the IRS will be able to track those and keep tabs on people. And this is Nancy Pelosi's explanation.
Do you think that this pay for of giving the IRS more money to crack down on unpaid taxes is going to stay in the reconciliation?
Yes.
Or what do you see?
Yes.
To Americans
yes.
who are concerned
yes.
about that?
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, with all due respect. The plural of anecdote is not data. I've said that before here. Yes, there are concerns that some people have, but if people are breaking the law and not paying their taxes, one way to track them is through the banking measure. I think 600,
but
that's
Joe Biden?
A negotiation that will go on as to what the amount is, but yes.
How about Joe Biden not paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in Medicare and Social Security by putting everything through the S Corporation? Is the IRS going to crack down on that?
Dog-faced pony soldier.
I don't think the IRS is as concerned with the Bidens as they might be with, let's say, the Tea Party movement.
I like, too, when she says, the reporter says, what do you say to the working people? Like, Nancy Pelosi hasn't talked to a working person, quote unquote, for, 20 years, 40 years, maybe?
Yeah, she tells them, eat cake. She doesn't care.
Working people, all she says to working people are, keep working. Because we need the money to give to our constituents who have no intention of ever working, not to mention not speaking English.
I love how she says, with all due respect, when she's about to just be completely, just so rude to these reporters. She hates them all so much, Howie, and they've all done so much for her. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4. It's a beautiful car, and the process of leasing it was so easy because everyone at Toyota of Portsmouth is very nice, and they don't put a lot of pressure on you. They figure out what you need, and they customize the car and your plan to what you can afford. They have a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff, and they're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off of 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Howie, I don't know if you saw this. I didn't realize this yesterday, but there were protesters, activists, social justice warriors, whatever you want to call them, at the Boston Marathon, and they were waiting for Kristen Sinema. Did you see this?
No.
I don't know if they thought she was going to... Did she run it? They all had signs up. Kristen, you know, we voted for you. You have to defend us. It was very strange, but I guess they came up empty-handed because they didn't find her. But, you know, it doesn't...
Did they find Rosie Ruiz?
It doesn't stop with the bathroom harassment, I guess. Now they're going to marathons to try to bully Kristen Sinema. It's pretty pathetic. And also... really exciting news for Dr. Fauci. I think he got the lowest. Let me get this headline right before I award him this. Disney Plus Fauci doc receives one of the lowest audience scores in the history of Rotten Tomatoes. Oh boy, this is another win.
I'm waiting for the documentary. Let's go, Brandon.
Did you hear the latest sound of that?
I did. Play it again, though. I love this.
Oh, my gosh. This might be my favorite one yet.
This is from a NASCAR race, I guess. I don't even know what race it is, but it's pretty funny.
They're going to help kick this thing off. All right, guys, ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Drivers, start your engine.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Start your engine.
Let's go, Brandon.
You can't beat that, really. And Howie, that's it for me. But just one other thing. Terry McAuliffe is having former President Barack Obama come out to campaign for him, which shows you that things might not be panning out too well for Terry McAuliffe. So keep an eye on that race.
I hope that things go as well for Terry McAuliffe having Obama on the campaign trail as they did for Marsha Coakley back a few years ago now.
One can only hope.
Obama doesn't have really much coattails. I saw that he expects to have Biden out there with him, too. That's got to be fake news, though.
But really, I can't imagine running for office and seeing Joe Biden, who by all accounts, by all polls, by all media outlets, is tanking, whether it's like Quinnipiac or YouGov or whatever it is, and you want him to come out and endorse you? How does that help?
I don't know. Well, those Northern Virginia counties, those are hotbeds of, FBI, IRS, CIA employees.
But Terry McAuliffe said on Zoom, he said on a Zoom call with his, team, unfortunately, Joe Biden isn't very popular right now in this state.
Right. So that's what I don't understand. I don't understand about this headline. I'll try to find the story, actually, and read it and see how credible it appears. Okay, Grace, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for
Howie.
Grace's News. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/HowieCarr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/HowieCarr. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
That's also the number of the Chump Line, and this is a good day to be leaving a message on the Chump Line, the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can hear yourself on the air in just a little over an hour. You can hear yourself on Chomp Chumps at 7 o'clock tonight. But if you want to leave a Chump Line message, today is a good day to do so. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Maybe you could tell us what product you've been trying to buy at the supermarket that you can't get anymore, because there are all kinds of things. Everybody's missing a favorite, or at least two-thirds of our listeners are missing favorites. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, regarding Charlie Parker Bacon's Executive Order 595.
Yes.
I'm curious, is there some way we can find out how much he's being bribed by pharma, like the Prime Minister of New South Wales, Australia?
I don't think he's being bribed. I think he's just overcome with a stricken conscience for, you know, for the fact that he took all the $52,000 from the nursing home companies and then just allowed the Department of Public Health to totally mismanage it. And, you know, they over half the deaths in Massachusetts occurred in nursing homes, and then they decided to change how they recorded the deaths. Stop me if you've heard this one before. So they could cut it down. One day they had 9,000 deaths in the nursing homes. The next day it was 5,500, just because they changed the rules. Yeah, I think that's more likely what it is. Is that he's just he's conscience stricken? Although it's kind of hard to believe he has a conscience. He's just a joker, as far as I can see. And Executive Order 595, and he's operating. He's issuing these executive orders under a Cold War bill from 1950, and it's actually meant to deal with an actual invasion of the Commonwealth by an actual enemy. Not a virus, but you know, he has these stooges on the Supreme Judicial Court and elsewhere, like the judge that nixed the state police attempt to stop the vaccine mandate, and he signs their paychecks too, just like he does for the inmates, as Sergeant B was saying earlier, and they do whatever the hell he wants them to do. It's ridiculous that they get to claim a Cold War statute. A law from the height of the Cold War in 1950, and that's how they shut down the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and fire hundreds, if not thousands, of state employees in the year 2021 over nothing. Lee, and I know people can die, but most of the people who are going to be fired aren't in any danger. That's the fact. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Massachusetts has been invaded by Moonbat Snowflake Dopes. Howie, if you were handed scripts from Pelosi and Biden, would you be able to tell the difference without knowing who it was?
I think Biden is slightly worse, but you're right. I mean, there's not a lot of difference. And you know what, Lee? Throw in Maxine Waters too. She's another one. She's half gone too, isn't she? Build Back Better, three baskets, and they keep. She's a master legislator. She's the most brilliant parliamentarian in the history of the English speaking people and every other speaking people. I'm Howie Carr.